This is Geek of the Week, the magazine, Series 2, 1104, for identification. This podcast is sponsored by Mouse Calls of Bellevue 37221, and we'll hear from them in just a moment. In this series, we'll conclude our programming on champagne with the science of bubbles and a few words on delivery devices. Mouse Calls of Bellevue 37221 has been my provider of computer service and repair since the days of my Mac 2 Plus, before the world ever heard of Google. VIP Silver is intended for seasoned citizens 55 and older, and it's available at the introductory rate of $23.95. VIP Silver is total protection and backup for your digital devices. Moving your backup to off-site storage, if you operate a business, consider buying VIP protection for your business records and devices. After the flood of 2010, 90% of those businesses which lost data failed to reopen. Think Opryland. Listeners may call Mouse Calls at 615-662-0235. Use the coupon code WOODY for a $19.95 rate for the first 3 months. VIP Silver subscription includes Mouse Calls weekly tip ticks and alerts delivered directly to your inbox. Call 615-662-0235. Do it right now. The science of bubbles explained. As regular listeners know, I love champagne and serve it on every festive family gathering and keep a modest cellar of 6 to 8 bottles with one resting in the bottom of our chill chest for the next occasion. Champagne is also known jokingly as bubbly, and indeed there's a local restaurant known as Mare Bulls, or Mother Bubbly if my French has not failed me completely. As beverages go, champagne, the beverage, is a relatively new drink. Napoleon the Great awarded a cash prize to the first regular supplier of preserved food to feed his Grand Army. And champagne bottles were chosen because of their thick glass and cork and cage, which stood up to the necessary sterilization. See James Brooke Connections 1978, Episode 8, Eat, Drink, and Be Merry. And here I quote, "Feeding those large armies became a problem for Napoleon, which caused the innovation of bottled food. The bottled food was first put in champagne bottles." End of quote. The preceding from Wikipedia. "Since it's a sparkling wine, it bubbles vigorously when poured, and for the drinker, it's a blessing and a curse. Unlike other wines, there are two schools of glassology, flutes and coupes, and their behavior vis-a-vis bubbles. Most American households' champagne glasses are the coupe variety, described by the term champagne sherbet. You know, the wide rim and tall stem. Here's the problem. With coupes, a greater surface area, which means more aggressive bubbles, with a tendency to go flat quickly, but useful if you intend to garnish your presentation with fresh fruit. Champagne works and plays well with others, especially fresh strawberries or canned cling peach halves. Your other choice is a flute or a tall glass, short stem, tulip-like construction with a relatively small surface area. FYI, as a garnish recommend, try a slice of mango. It will slip nicely into a flute. P.S. Using any fruit garnish is a way to greatly reduce the serving size in this day of 0.8 breathalyzers. With a flute, now the bubbles are working for you. They're clinging to the sides of the glass, and it's important not to wash any champagne delivery device too vigorously because, according to the folks who are supposed to know, a little bit of schmutz, thank you, Judge Judy, aids in bubble production. giving the bubbles something to cling to as they ascend the side of the glass. The complaints about champagne bubbles up my nose are mainly from the use of coupes, which have a greater delivery area, and or raising the glass too quickly after the last pour. All wine, especially champagne, should be laid on its side. It keeps the course moist, and here's the 411. As a beverage, champagne is fermented twice. The second fermentation is in the bottle and adds the carbonation or sparkle. The cork is forced into the bottle. If you buy a standing bottle of your bubbly, be sure and deliver it to your refrigerator for side storage for at least 24 hours before opening. This will re-wet the cork if it's been dried out by prolonged standing and shipment and display. My advice is to secure the Megamart when seeking a bottle of champagne because no grocery store is going to have anything like a representative stock. Opening a bottle of champagne is not rocket science, but it's a task best performed deliberately. As previous discussion of flutes versus coupes, there are two schools of opening procedures. Wine connoisseurs will tell you that a properly opened bottle of champagne should, and here I quote, sigh like a satisfied woman, end of quote. To get the celebratory pop, twist the cork vigorously. Here's the procedure I like the best. First, get a linen or cloth napkin and drape the napkin over the bottle loosely. Grasp the cork and twist the bottle gently to the right to ease out the cork. For the celebratory pop, follow the same procedure except twist the cork vigorously to the left. In either case, do not shake any bottle of champagne before opening. The first pour of any wine goes into the host glass. It's designed to catch any cork residue. The second pour goes into the ranking female glass, followed by other females, male guests, and the host glass is topped off last.
What do you want, a free lesson in police work? Well then, you just fulfilled the first rule of law enforcement. Make sure when your shift is over, you go home alive. Here endeth the lesson.
This podcast continues with a podcast editorial. Last week, I read about those geniuses at CDC and their efforts to re-ring a bell. Another member of my circle has come down with COVID, and as we're in year three of a pandemic with the most virulent virus known to us, it must be virulent because we're entering the flu season of year four. I guess our initial reaction was too effective in postponing those so-called herd immunity. Like the famous game of kick the can, which I'm sure most people alive today have never played. In terms of dealing with Omicron, if masks been effective, it's like playing kick the can. I know my wife didn't. She was raised in the suburbs. No sidewalks, Herr Mozart. I was raised in a more urban setting, although to my cousins in Brooklyn, I was strictly a country mouse. Kick the can is best played on a not very busy street, usually the way to or from school. It plays best with one can and two players taking turns. The object is to kick that empty tin can as far as you're able, hopefully in a straight line. Of course, someone traveling in the opposite direction is free to kick it back toward you. The object is to keep the can low, and it's bad form for the can to get above your waist. It's strictly a boys' game, and in my grade school, the girls thought it was silly and undignified. As I said, its entertainment value is limited, but it serves as a good analogy for our current circumstance. Two things are possible. One, we are so effective in delaying the onset that it's lingering longer. The second is that Omicron is more virulent than previous versions. Either way, it's no longer a fun thing. As a last comment about scientific notation, if we are in Omicron, the next advancement is the nth degree, or omega, which is the symbol for eternity. COVID will always be with us. Earn a Starbucks gift card. We'd like to hear from you. I'd like to reward your content suggestion or app nomination, or have you ask a digital question, or otherwise provide content or commentary. Call 615-584-2717, go to voicemail, leave your message, and contact information. That's 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail, and you too can have your 15 seconds of fame. If I use your nomination, watch U.S. Snail for a Starbucks passport. P.S. Starbucks gets it. Their cards are no longer plastic. Tuba Christmas continues, Bowling Green, Kentucky, December 4th, 4 p.m., Greenwood Mall, 2625 Scottsville Road, zip 42104 for your navigator. Nashville, Tennessee, December 13th, a Tuesday, two performances, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m., First Baptist Church, Nashville, Tennessee, on Broadway. Last Tennessee Performance 2022, Kingsport, Tennessee, December 19th, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at the Kingsport Mall, 37660. This has been Geek of the Week, the magazine, Series 2, 1104, for identification.